Welcome home, Brother Childs.
Time and a half with Brother Charles, season two. We doing our thing. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. If this is your first time listening, my name is Charles Evans, aka Deacon Uncle Brother Charles. But for the time being, for this hour, go ahead and just call me Brother Charles. All right. Here at Time and a Half, we give you good music. We give you good vibes. We give you that real. And we do it every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern here on WJRH. We're going to keep it rocking. This is my first show. Just to give you a little history. I left last spring to go to Morocco. Did my thing. Studied abroad in Rabat. Shout out everybody over there. I got a couple people actually listening to me right now in Morocco. Showing love from across the pond. That was one of the best experiences of my life. Learned a lot about myself while I was over there. I'm trying to get back to the motherland as soon as possible. Because I feel like as a brother, every brother and sister should, if they have the opportunity, should definitely touch down in the motherland. Because in all honesty, you learn so much about yourself when you get to experience different cultures. And cultures that could be your own. If given the opportunity to really learn. So, with that said, welcome to Time and a Half with Brother Charles. I'm putting in overtime to give you that real music, real talk. And we're going to keep it real live. Every week, Wednesday, new day. I was on Fridays last year, but they had to switch it up this year. We're going to keep it steady rocking all the time. Next up, we got Chic. Good times, because that's what we about to have for this quick hour.
Good time.
To the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. I'm to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm, and I'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man, Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-X-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix. These reasons, I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so vicious me. I got bodyguards, I got two big cars, I definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental, man, or some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV, so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talk on my checkbook, but it costs more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a bum from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody get pulled down. What's he gonna do today? Is I'm gonna get a fire girl, gonna get some spring and dry off for the FOJ. Everybody go.
No sadness. Look in your eyes, astound me. I am sending my love to you, praying that you are home, sealing it with my kiss, sending my love.
Time and a half with Brother Charles. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. It's time and a half. We're doing our thing. Couple announcements. They said I got to start doing PSAs this year, but I'm going to do my own PSAs. Right now they got this little binder that they want me to talk about. What is this? GED achievement. Okay, no. What we're going to talk about right now is a couple of announcements that's going on Lafayette College campus. First things first, last week we had a support DACA phone-a-thon for all the beneficiaries of the DACA program. That is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's a great program that was instituted a couple years ago. And after it's been instituted, so many young people have benefited from it. People have been able to go to college because of it. People have been able to be employed because of it. These are undocumented immigrants who come over and want to just add to American society. And there's a lot of myths that have been debunked regarding DACA. A lot of people think that it's a one-stop shop to getting your citizenship. That is incorrect. If anything, DACA just kind of prolongs the process because people can just come here, apply for DACA, and as a result, they can be allowed to stay here for just 2 years. But every 2 years, they have to renew. They have to renew their membership within DACA. So that's one big thing. A lot of people think that DACA recipients are these individuals that don't have that have more opportunities, just given the fact that they're a part of the program, and that is definitely not the case. I just want to say thank you to everybody who showed up. We got over about, I think, 900 postcards sent out to everybody's respective state representatives. Over like 200 phone calls were made directly to these individuals. And as a result, I feel like it is necessary for all these people who have a passion for activism and social justice be given the opportunity to see tangible change and actually physically do something. So thank you for everybody who showed up. Shout out to Erica and Bree for really helping me with the idea. It was somewhat Erica's idea. She didn't want to take credit for it. I just like believe in the power of word of mouth. And just got people going. So I appreciate everybody on this campus who showed up. Biggest thing, Shake Low tonight. My man Shake Low is from Senegal. He's world famous. He's one of the greatest singers ever to grace this earth. And for whatever reason, Lafayette finessed him to come on this campus and just bless us for a couple hours tonight. And him as well as his band are going to be steady rocking at Williams Art Center. It's free for Lafayette students. Everything in Williams is free. Please take the opportunity to gain some culture instead of just doing a paper. Another special announcement. This is very important for the brothers as well as the sisters. If you out there and your shape up is chopped, look like somebody done finessed you with some safety scissors, I believe that it is about time for you to go ahead and hit up Styles by Val and Cuts by Trey. Because a lot of you sisters been walking around here on this campus, and let's just say your braids need a little work. Your edges, they could be better. But don't sweat it, because Styles by Val and Cuts by Trey are for brothers on a budget, right? And divas in debt. It's only a couple of dollars. You can see they flyer on Facebook. They're located in Souls 220. All you got to do is hit them up. All right. Styles by Val, Cuts by Trey. Those are the homies. Also, tomorrow, 8 p.m. in Colton Chapel is the Dear World Storytelling. It's like an expose. You can get your picture taken. You can kind of just get your story told, but in a different type of way. I'm not going to give too much away. It's tomorrow, 8 p.m. in Colton Chapel. Everybody should definitely check it out. Once again, this is Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Coming up right now, I'm going to do a different little segment, right? It's called Who Sampled? Who Sampled Who? A lot of people, and this is kind of inspired by my mother. We used to listen to the radio, or me and my sister used to play a lot of music, and we would be steady rocking, and then here come Mom ruining everything because she's like, oh, y'all thought that was something new? Psych. And then she would literally just tell us that somebody from back in the day already made the song, and the person that we listened to, who we thought was the original song, definitely sampled that joint. So, if you're on Facebook, right now I'm on Facebook Live, go ahead, log in, comment. I'm going to play the original, and then I'm going to play the song. And then I want people to guess what song sampled it. All right, it's called Who Sampled Who on Time and a Half with Brother Charles. We steady rocking. This is season 2. I feel blessed to be back. This is one of my favorite things to do on campus. So yeah, we're gonna get it rocking. This first one is called Mind Is Playing Tricks on Me by Ghetto Boys. Keep rocking with me.
I sit alone in my four corner lit candles. Who got it? Real Radio Duke. Oh, all right. The beat is it. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls closing in, getting bigger. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. And somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see them when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I hear a car burning rubber. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but I can't, G, cause there's somebody trying to kill me. I'm popping in the grip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating the joint for traps, checking my telephone for taps. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's messed up when your mind's playing tricks on you. Everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that move that I ran off the block? Or is it that clown last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, metal, flower. Reached under my seat, got my popper for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying. I was scared of a monster. Put the left in the Popeyes and Bell got quick. If it's going down, let's get it over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on a chrome-plated trigger. What I saw, I'll make you start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens.
I'm so fat, call me Orbit. Orbit. Got a way to make a movie, I be loaded. Why you watch your drink of 40s? I just told it. Still that same nigga in a foreign, but it's stolen. Ryan sporty, I can sport it, can't control it. I'm doing fraud, got that bag, yeah, I'm transporting. I got that bag on me, feel like I'm transporting. He dropped a mixtape, thought I would've reposted. I ain't posting mixtapes, I'm f***ing shorty. I be booty to the morning, PM to the morning. My little woody want a bag, I'm using one on rolling. Hold up, don't you owe me, yeah, you owe me, don't it. Like I'm an island of a vessel, how I stay rolling. Tryna diss me, I made you 6 feet. She said she missed me, then she wanna kiss me. Damn, I'm so crispy, Sam got me dizzy. Trust me, I ain't shy, I keep that dizzy. I was spin, yeah, fritz me. What the lick read, baby, come and lick me. V12, I'm riding at a 6 feet. I be ballin' on you, got a list lead. And got a way to make them move, cause I be loaded. Why you watch your drink of 40, I just told it. Still that same nigga in a foreign, but it's stolen. Ryan sporty, I can sport it, can't control it. I'm doing fraud, got that bag, yeah, I'm transporting. I got that bag on me, feel like I'm transporting. He dropped a mixtape, thought I would've reposed it. I ain't posting mixtapes, I'm f***ing shorty.
Thank you. the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
So good.
And all the struggle, you know what I'm saying?
It's
all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Sipping on private stock way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I run tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the world's trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Fuck Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, now you know. And personal with Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast, condos in Queens, and for weeks sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereo.
I told her
let you drive over in your new whip. Bring some friends you cool with. I'ma bring the cool whip. Then I want you to strip. DU is my new chick. So we get our grind on. She be grabbing, calling me Biggie like Shine Home. Man, I swear she fine home. Why she always lying on? Telling me them diamonds when she know they diamonds. Got a light skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. Got a dark skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. I play ready for the world. She was ready for some action. My dog said you ain't no freak, so you bout to prove my man wrong. I'ma play this Vandross. You gon' take your pants off. I'ma play this Gladys Knight. Me and you gon' see it right.
Some Luther Vandross, a little Anita, but definitely set this party off right.
When I'm laying back, I'm smoking on my wrist. When it come to rocking the rhythm like Marvin and Luther, I can tell you when I'm messing with Kai, man, a twist. When I shot and I be sipping Hennessy, piss on my Ravine, while I smoke a bee. You can't pick me, put it on a G. And now come with me and sip on some Evelyn champagne. You ain't no two-sticker working like the Whispers. Hit the stoplight, give it to some eyes. These rims still moving, so I pop a little spinners while I'm smoking on the beat. Dipping through the streets, popping up a beat. And I got the heat on the 23. And I do it in the wind, smoke a fire. Let me get your sheets wet. Listening to Keep Sweat. Put you in a daze, remains. Fulfilling up with every temptation. Slow jamming, having deep set. You ready for the world, girl? Come up with me. I touch you all over your body, baby. Don't sit on me. And every note to be controlling me. I'm loving the way you be holding me when I be listening to jealousy. And when I come over and binge it, she'll be bumping to the pentagram. I'd hit it from the back to the melody and roll it slow. Now I gotta go up in the fast, but I'ma finish last. No matter how much of a thug you see, I still spinning like a sovereign beat. Put to the club with me. And once the Luther come on, I hope you feel me. You still be in love with me.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And you're listening to Time and a Half with Brother Charles. And we're doing our thing. This is the segment of the show that I like to call Stick Talk. It's the Stick Talk segment where I basically talk about what's going on in the world, what's going on in the country, and give you that real, at least from my perspective. First things first. It's not a secret about what's going on with the president and the NFL. Colin Kaepernick actually inspired a lot of initiatives and demonstrations that we did this time last year around homecoming and as well as the Lafayette Lehigh game. A collective of us actually sat down during several anthems and actually held a couple of demonstrations in our student center in regards to police brutality and the continued discrimination of African Americans in this country. Black folk, black men, black women, black trans women, black trans men. And it's sad because a year later, as a result of 45 coming for individuals who choose to protest the national protest police brutality by kneeling during the national anthem, it seems as though the protest and the true essence of the protest has somewhat been hijacked. And instead of individuals taking a knee in response to the outpouring, the outcry of black individuals in this country saying that something needs to change, and Colin Kaepernick kind of starting that wave, it seems as though people are doing it as a response to 45's comments. And personally, I feel like that is convoluting the message, because in essence, the brother chose to kneel, right? In one of the most peaceful ways of protest ever, simply chose to kneel because he felt like the national anthem, the flag, did not truly represent the black community. And he is in every way, shape, and form correct on that notion. There are so many individuals in this country who can look at the flag and see just a piece of cloth because they know that there's individuals in this country who this country does not fight for, who this country does not see as all the way human. There should be no reason why in 2017 black individuals still have to scream for people to notice their humanity. And what's crazy is there's so many different critiques for the ways that black people protest. If we riot, we thugs, we're destroying our own community. People don't understand that. If we simply do a sit-in, we're disruptive. If we block traffic, we're just stopping people from going home. If we kneel during a national, during a song, because in essence, that's what the national anthem is, and nobody wants to talk about how there's literally a deleted verse, and you can Google this, because y'all can always fact check me, because I'm going to go in. There's a deleted verse in the national anthem that is currently played that literally talks about advocating slavery and reinforces the notion that the slave should always listen to his master, and if not, it should be beaten, right? That was in the first draft of the national anthem. What's cuz name? Francis Scott Key was out here just like, yep, and make sure those blackies keep listening to their master, but go America. And that is the song that we play before every national football game, right? Where majority of the league is, get you guessed it, black men. And then you have the nerve to want to critique an individual who sees the hypocrisy in that. And hypocrisy, to be honest, is as American as pumpkin pie and the KFC double down. But I don't like to get too hung up on the hypocrisy notion simply because that's what our country is founded on, and that's what our country has kind of stayed consistent in through its duration since 1776 and beforehand. So what is interesting to me is the fact that people always get so caught up on 45 and like him doing this, him doing that. Look, he's a bad individual. He sucks. Stop expecting him to do things that aren't in his character. Like, you can't ask somebody to be what they are not. As hard as you may want them to be, if they show their true colors off rip and continue to do so, like, if a white supremacist basically does everything that a white supremacist does, there's no reason for you to ask this white supremacist to not act like a white supremacist. It doesn't make any sense for you to ask a KKK member to denounce his other KKK members, whether he got the hood on or not. Understand me when I tell you that this country, as soon as we can recognize that individuals aren't going to remain in power if we don't recognize the fact that they're bad individuals. We ain't gonna get too deep into why they got in there in the first place, but recognize, y'all, the whole administration that is sitting on top of us right now in the country is filled with white supremacists. And then people act surprised when they do things that white supremacists do. Stop expecting 45 to do anything for the wonderful people in Puerto Rico. Stop it, because he doesn't care. There's no white people in Puerto Rico, so that's not high on his priority list. But not to give him too much airtime, because I still got some bump. If you would like to directly help victims in Puerto Rico, I've done my research. I'm not a big fan of Red Cross. Not a big fan of like all those big wig organizations, because it's very interesting to me that as many millions of dollars as they always raise, it just seems like they never make it to the right individuals. So with that said, if you would like to give directly to victims of the hurricane down in Puerto Rico, you can go to directrelief.org. I did my research. These are some good folk. Go to directrelief.org, and then you'll see a button where it says you can donate directly to either the hurricanes that occurred in Puerto Rico as well as domestically, and just show love, because we can complain about what the administration is not doing, or we can just take it upon ourselves to help some folk. So with that said, once again, directrelief.org. Help out the victims of the hurricane down in Puerto Rico, because that country is wiped out, y'all. Like, when you look at the pictures, when you look at what people are going through down there, it's really heartbreaking, because they are not seen as Americans when in essence, not even in essence, they are American. But I guess they just not the right shade. But we can do our part as American citizens and do what we got to do. And just not even as Americans, but just good people. Like, I feel like as a country, we get too caught up in the wrong definition of what patriotism is. Patriotism is not standing for an empty song or putting your hand over your heart and talking to a piece of cloth. Patriotism is looking out for the next man, regardless of where they come from or who they are. Straight like that. Patriotism, stick talk, might be paying a little more in taxes just so everybody can have health care. Oh my goodness. What a foreign thought. Not really, because there's several different countries who do that absolutely right now and are doing absolutely fine. But I guess that would be asking too much for people in the USA. But I digress. Once again, directrelief.org. If you're just tuning in, this is Time and a Half with Brother Charles. We're talking about hurricane relief down in Puerto Rico for all those good people. We're going to keep it rocking. I got some more coming to you. We still doing Who Sample Who. I want to see some comments on my Facebook. These next couple songs, I want you to guess where the sample is from. You're going to play the original song first, and then the second song second, obviously. This Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Keep rocking with me. I appreciate y'all. Now until forever.
Yeah.
Everybody loves the sunshine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to the close of my show. Last 10 minutes, and I think I'm going to stay pretty consistent with this. I have a new segment called Uplift. When it's all said and done, every week, I want to make sure that you finish my show feeling good, feeling uplifted, if you will. Here at Time and a Half with Brother Charles, I'm putting in time and a half just to make people feel good. Because in this world, sometimes all you need to do is turn your radio up, sit back, close your eyes, and just enjoy the vibe. So these last couple 10 minutes, I'm going to end it on the right note. This next song is dedicated to my homegirl Trey Rob from the 215. Tracy gave a life to Christ this past Sunday over at Greater Shiloh Baptist Church, and I couldn't be prouder. If you're going through something and you don't know what to do, I have a suggestion. Go ahead and just try Jesus. That's all I got to say on that. This is Chance, Daniel Caesar. New song called First World Problems. They performed it on Stephen Colbert just a couple days ago. It's a good vibe. This is Time and a Half with Brother Charles. Putting in time and a half to make y'all feel uplifted. Keep rocking with me.
Look at the stars. They so pretty you can't tell them apart. You think they close, but really we far. And really they ain't even that much closer to God. It's much harder to sin naked. I walked past apple trees and didn't take it. Thought about stone mattresses, thin blankets. Really long winter spinning, a windbreaker. I'm a temptation door knocker. Down there on Lower Waka. I'm a rich excuse for a father. You just can't tour a toddler. She turning two, she don't need diapers, she just need a papa. I really need a break, can really use a nap. My daughter barely recognize me when I lose the hat. You go so far, you hit a point where you can't Uber back. The other day I told a hummingbird to relax. I did my worst, I did the work, I had to skip the label. I go to church, they want to flick, I want to flip the table. I knew the worth before the birth when it was just a stable. And now it's just a fable, and it's just as fatal. First world problems, then make up. Have a dream and then never wake up. When so much turns to too much, have a dream and then never wake up. The day is on its way, couldn't wait no more. Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Ready or not.
Ready or not.
The day is on its way, couldn't wait no more.
Here it comes.
spirit's moving now. I think my little cousins want their cousin back. The automatic quarterback that doesn't rap. They know I used to drive the Hammond for the Roman candles. Lied about coming back, the last straw that broke the camel. It ain't really fun to hang out with me no more. We can't go to River East to hang at the beach no more. It's messed up, I made it this way and my feet so sore. But it's all downhill from here. I could teach no boards. I miss my mom. I miss my time. I miss my prime in high school. I miss my prime. I ditched my date. I miss my beat. Kissed my teeth. Kicked my feet. Hooped and hollered. Now I just sit my teeth. Sit my ass. If I had heard the news, I would have known what he said. But the recliner on my chair is like an emergency brake, you know? First world problems, they make up. Have a dream and then never wake up. When so much turns to too much, have a dream and then never wake up. The day is on its way, couldn't wait no more. Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Ready or not.
Ready or not.
On its way, couldn't wait no more. Here it comes, ready or not.
All right, I gotta get out of here soon. I accidentally just broke the chair in this jump, and I'm a broke college student and can't afford repairs. So this is the last part of the uplift segment. I will leave y'all with this. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. This is Brother Charles from Time and a Half. When it's all said and done, and if it ever becomes too much, take a deep breath, look up at the sky, and recognize that you are indeed blessed beyond measure. Appreciate y'all for rocking with me. This is Time and a Half with Brother Charles on WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. And I will let the soothing sounds of Reverend James Moore and the Mississippi Mass Choir take you on in. All right, y'all. Until next time.
Who shall